Good evening, everybody. How are you all doing? How are you today? And a happy new year to everybody. I hope you had a lovely New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Personally, I was working New Year's Eve all the way through the night and slept most of New Year's Day for the next night shift. But it had to be done. You know, it's my job. So, yeah, but I hope everybody had a good time and, you know, you had a few alcoholic beverages, a few sneaky ones. But I wonder how many sore heads there were out there on New Year's Eve. So let me know if you send a message in, call into the show, and let me know if you were hungover or if you were drunk and what you were doing on New Year's Eve. Yes, today has been a very cold day. I had a bit of a lie-in this morning, and it was nearly lunchtime when I woke up, and it was freezing. And I had to check with Denise if I could put the heating on because she painted the radiators yesterday, but we can. So they are on, and the house is lovely and toasty and warm now. But outside, apparently, the temperature is at high of 3 and a low of 1. And that's Celsius, by the way, not Fahrenheit, here in the UK. But it is very cold. I've just had a message on WhatsApp from one of my friends, from one of my best friends, who is a truck driver. And he is parked up somewhere down the country. He's had to walk to a local shop to get some supplies in for overnight, for food and things like that. And he says it's absolutely bitter where he is. So, good luck to him. He's got the cab heater set up, so it's going to be a toasty 24 degrees in his cab. I just want to play a little call-in that I had when I first started. I forgot to mention this. It's from another YouTuber, a fellow YouTuber of mine. And his channel is TB Presents. So, TBB. Double E Presents. A really nice guy, really supportive of the community on YouTube, and I just know following that he will be on Anchor as well. So, yep, check him out, show him a bit of support. He's a really nice guy. Here's the call in now.
It's a random world. I actually listen to your actual podcast. I'm in the middle of listening to all of them, but I listen to your podcast about where you're from, about the Northeast coastline and stuff. I've always told myself if I ever get over that way, or one of the places that I've ever wanted to go to would be England. So I think maybe possibly I may have to look you up if I ever get over to England. But amazing podcast. Just want to let you know, really enjoyed it. I look forward to your other podcasts as well. Have an amazing, blessed day, man.
So, what is everybody's plans for this year? For us, hopefully going away to Lanzarote again in October. I hope that comes off because I absolutely love the island of Lanzarote. If I won the lottery, I would move there tomorrow. I seriously would. I feel so at peace on that island. It's so nice and picturesque and serene, and the people there seem really nice as well. So, and the roads are fantastic. The roads are so smooth. Really much better than the UK, where they are full of potholes. But what you got planned this year? I know I'm going away, and I know I'm going away on a course next week to get a license for me to do a different part of my work. It's a 3-day course, so I'm looking forward to that. It's all expenses paid and everything from work, so great. Just trying to think what else. Not sure what else we've got planned, but you know, time will tell. Call in, let us know what your plans are for this year. Have you got any holidays or anything like that? Or weddings, anniversaries, celebrations got planned? Pop in, let us know about it. An interesting bit of news I've just come across is a Canadian woman has claimed a frozen lump of excrement from a passing plane has ripped through the roof of her mother's house. And apparently this has been known to happen before. It's called blue ice, the term for frozen excrement because of the disinfectant that's used. But yeah, it's left a hole all the way through the roof into her hallway. So, apparently it's illegal for obvious reasons. I just thought it was interesting. It's not something you hear about every single day, that. Strange thing. Wouldn't want to be hit by that, would you? So, yes. Had our dinner. I had a lovely Slimming World chili con carne because we're on our diets now, and I have got a couple of stone to lose easy. Probably just short of 2 stone I need to lose, which I will do if I put my mind to it. But I had a lovely chili con carne tonight while we watched EastEnders on the TV. Not something I normally watch. I don't know if you guys watch soap operas, but they bore me. I hardly watch any TV these days apart from Netflix and things like that. But EastEnders, Coronation Street, all them sort of things, I don't watch anymore. I find them so boring and so unrealistic. So, yeah, at the moment we're going through Grey's Anatomy. So, and alongside that, I'm watching Lie to Me, which is really interesting if anybody watches it. About a guy who can read like facial expressions and micro expressions and things like that to solve crimes and prove people innocent or prove them guilty and things like that. Really, really good. So if you check that out, Lie to Me, and hopefully you will find it interesting. But anyway, that is it for the moment. I've got one day off again tomorrow and I cannot wait. Just another day, another lie-in, then I've got my day shifts. So, yeah, I hope everybody's had a good week, and hope your day goes okay tomorrow, the build up to the weekend. I've really had to think about that. Because of Christmas and New Year, I've totally lost track of my days. It's, you don't know what day it is. Is it Sunday, Saturday, Wednesday? No, it's Thursday. So, yeah, everybody have a good day. Catch up with you all soon and don't forget those call-ins. Please pass this channel around, share this channel and call in with your messages. And I'll speak to you very soon. Bye for now, everybody.